chapter Camping in the book My Life Stories Through My Eyes by Pam Park On. Our family camped a lot. Three of our favorite camping spots were located in the El Dorado National Forest: Ice House near Pollock Pines, Loon Lake, and Geralee Creek. They were less than 100 miles from where we lived in Davis, California, so we could go there for the weekend. One of my most cherished memories of camping at Ice House revolves around the magnificent boulders that surrounded the lake. Each of us had a special boulder that became our favorite spot for fishing, where we would reel in German and rainbow trout. During that summer, when my dad was busy constructing bridges on Interstate 80, we had the opportunity to camp at Ice House for an extended period of time, stretching over 1 month. Mom, an avid angler, would rise each early in the morning and fish until sun began to set. Meanwhile, Bruce, Sandy, and I would revel in swimming, feeding the friendly squirrels, hiking, and immersing ourselves in the beauty of nature. It was pure bliss for me. Setting up and organizing our campsite became second nature to us. As the evenings rolled in, we would indulge in countless card games, creating cherished memories around the flickering campfire. Since we stayed there for several weeks, Mom would wash our clothes in a large pot filled with hot water suspended over the crackling flames. On one particular camping trip where Bruce, Sandy, and I spotted a patch of snow glistening on top of a nearby mountain, filled with curiosity, we embarked on a hike carrying a packet of Tang with us. For those unfamiliar, Tang is a powdered drink mix that was popularized during early NASA crewed space flights. As we reached the snowy patch, we sprinkled the tangy powder on the snow and savored delightful snow cones. They were both delicious and refreshing. Refreshingly invigorating. In those carefree days, it was perfectly acceptable to allow children to explore their surroundings without the weight of life preservers, even navigating the lively rapids. It was an experience of true liberation, giving us the freedom to indulge in our whims and explore the wonders of nature unhindered. Through these adventures, we not only forged lasting memories, but also developed the skills to navigate through life's unpredicted currents. During our camping trips, fish dominated our meals, especially German and rainbow trout. We had an abundance of fish, perhaps even too much at times. However, my favorite camping meal was a hearty breakfast of pancake, eggs, and bacon. There's something magical about the enticing aroma of sizzling bacon on a crisp morning. While my parents were generally not keen on keeping sweets or sugared cereals, camping provided an exception. Small box of Trix, Frosted Flakes, Sugar Pops, and other deliciously sugary cereals made their way into our camping provisions, much to our delight. To preserve the fish, my parents would meticulously clean them, place them in a half-gallon milk cartons filled with water. These cartons were then frozen, created ice blocks that kept the fish fresh. When it was time to prepare a fish dinner, they defrosted the milk cartons and retrieved the perfectly preserved fish. One particular camping adventure stands out in my memory, a tour of a sawmill. The experience fascinated me, particularly due to the fresh scent of lumber. As I wandered around, I marveled at the sheer size of the trees and observed the colossal machines expertly stripping off the tree bark through the debarking process. Another time, we climbed to the top of Fire Lookout Tower, which was amazing. I remember the climb being steep, going straight up to the top, but it was worth the effort. When we got to the top of the tower, we could see 360 degrees for miles. We also went to a fish hatchery and other educational places. We didn't go out to dinner much when we camped, but I do remember two restaurants, 50 Grand, which had a delicious tender ribs. I can't believe that they are still in business. The other restaurant is Sportsman Hall. If my memory is correct, I remember eating spaghetti there and it was delicious. During our camping trips to Geralee Creek, we engaged in an exhilarating activity, riding down the mild rapids in a two-man life raft. We would drag the raft upstream, finding the perfect spot to launch our thrilling descent. Life preservers never crossed our minds as we embraced the excitement of the experience. It was pure, unadulterated fun. However, one particular rafting adventure stands out in my memory. My brother and I found ourselves in a raft, navigating through the rapids at a different location. As we braved the rushing waters, we unexpectedly collided with a large rock, causing the front of the raft to make a big dip, sending me tumbling into the water. Amidst the swirling currents, I could hear my dad's urgent voice yelling to me to swim towards safety of the shore. Drawing upon my experience as a swim team member, I swiftly maneuvered towards the calmer section of the rapids and made my way to the shore. Those years of swing practice had indeed paid off, ensuring my ability to handle the unexpected challenges that arose. We went to a one camping area where it was primitive camping, i.e. we made a makeshift toilet in the forest. The memory of this location instills in my mind as there were hundreds of monarch butterflies covering the ground and trees. It was breathtaking. Even to this day, I firmly believe that nothing can compare to the aroma and breathtaking splendor of pine, Douglas fir, or cedar in the majestic Sierra Nevada Ridge. Grandma loved combing our hair into a high ponytail. It probably is why my eyes are more sensitive than other Asians. End chapter. Aloha, Lays, family, and Grandma Lizzie, from the book My Life Stories Through Mine Eyes by Pam Park On. I believe I was in the fifth grade when we traveled to Hawaii to visit mom's family, the Lims, and my dad's family, the Kims. Back in those days, air travel meant dressing up. We wore dresses while Dad and Bruce were in suits. It's quite the opposite of what I typically wear today, leggings and a t-shirt. My dad had thoughtfully bought gifts for our relatives, which amounted to quite a few presents. For my cousins, he purchased animals carved out of stone. To this day, my cousin Terry still cherishes the stone carving she received as a child. I recall Dad choosing See's candy as a delightful treat for the adults. Arriving in Hawaii, I realized it was not exactly what I had envisioned. In my mind, I had pictured Hawaii resembling the 30s with grass huts and girls dressed in hula outfits. However, I was greeted by a sight of tall buildings and modern landscape. It kind of burst my bubble. Our trip to Hawaii presented a stark contrast to our usual camping adventures, leaving me feeling incredibly spoiled, with my mom having 11 siblings, and although a couple had passed away, there were still numerous aunties and uncles, grandma and cousins to meet. Our extended family completely showered us with love and attention. Stepping off the plane, we were warmly welcomed by family members adorned with beautiful leis. It was truly heartwarming and memorable experience. During this trip, I had the pleasure of meeting Grandma Lizzie for the first time. My relatives in Hawaii living and deceased have a special place in my heart. In the below photograph is Grandma, Uncle Abraham, Auntie Pauline, Auntie Kun, and my cousin Derek. There was never a shortage of delicious food to enjoy and exciting adventures, activities to explore during our trip. We indulged in the typical tourist experiences, exploring the vibrant sights of Waikiki, embarking on snorkeling adventures in Hanauma Bay, visiting significant landmarks like Punch Bowl and Pearl Harbor. I still remember the delightful treat of shaved ice from Matsumoto's back when it was just a small store. One of the highlights was our snorkeling expedition in Hanauma Bay, where an abundance of colorful fish swarmed the waters. It's disheartening to think that the fish population has significantly declined since then, and the bay doesn't seem teem with the same vibrant marine life as it used to. Nonetheless, I feel fortunate to experience the beauty and liveliness of the bay during our visit. I have vivid memories of visiting my grandma's cozy home, which may have been on the smaller side. Although I can't be certain, I believe the backyard was lush with mountain apple trees and vegetation. It felt like a familiar and welcoming place, and Grandma put us to work assisting her in the kitchen. It was a delight to help and observe my grandpa as he prepared garatek, rice cake, and tayugu, spicy dried cod. I developed a particular fondness of tayugu, savoring its spicy and salty flavors. Sadly, I don't know how to replicate her recipe. During my time at Grandma's house, I had the pleasure of meeting my cousin Don. As she stood at the door, I couldn't help but think, wow, she looks just like me. Even my dad had remarked on our resemblance. It was a remarkable moment to witness such strong family resemblance in real life. One of my most memorable events during our visit was the Grand Luau, hosted by Auntie Ark and Aunt Phil at their beach house in Makulea. The atmosphere was festive and lively, with various family gatherings for the feast. One of our uncles embarked on a spear fishing expedition, returning with freshly caught lobsters and fish. Grandma Lizzie collected seaweed along the shoreline, while a few uncles prepared the ground for the traditional kaluau pig. I accompanied them into the hills to gather banana leaves, and along the way I was astounded to see countless snails clinging onto the branches of trees, or at least that's how I remember it. It was a fascinating experience to observe the cooking process of the kalua prig, slowly cooked under using hot rocks, infusing it with rich flavors. We slept on the beach in front of the beach house. One of my cousins tried to smooth out the sand to lay her blanket down. Every time she lay down, the sand shifted and she would try to smooth it out again. Being a camper, it cracked me up. Uncle Phil and Auntie Oc possessed an old, vibrant orange boat anchored in the short distance from the shore. We would eagerly swim out to the boat, climb aboard, and jump and dove in into the ocean. Although while swimming towards the boat, I couldn't bring myself to touch the reef beneath my feet. The fear stemmed from a spear fisherman who once caught a baby octopus there. Nonetheless, I took solace in my swimming abilities, allowing me to glide through the water without needing to rest on the reef. It was an exhilarating experience to be doing this with my cousins, who were so much fun. Our vacation also took us to the Big Island to visit Uncle Tay and Uncle Thelma's family. It held a special significance as my mother and most of her siblings were born there. Among the many highlights of our time on the Big Island, two experiences stood out: Black Sand Beach and Kilauea Volcano. I recall the fine ebony sand that adorned Black Sand Beach, perfect for the exhilarating bouts of body surfing, much like the scene captured in the photo below. I felt like this was one of the places I learned to body surf. However, during a subsequent trip to Hawaii about 20 years ago, I was unable to locate the beach. Upon speaking with a local, I learned that it had been covered by volcanic activity. Nevertheless, the memory of that wonderful place remains etched in my mind forever cherished. It's fascinating how you constantly connect with your relatives and feel that kindred spirit. I found myself right at home with my cousins, who radiated a warm and welcoming spirit. I often wished we could reside in Hawaii so that I could spend more cherished moments with them. Interestingly, though, in my everyday world in Davis, I was a minority, but in Hawaii, I became part of the majority. The term Haole was used to refer to white people, and I found a sense of delight in embracing this new identity. It brought a smile to my face. As our time in Hawaii drew to a close, we were showered with flour and candy leis from our numerous relatives. The fragrance of those leis enveloped us throughout the flight back home, leaving us with a sweet lingering reminder of the love and connections we shared with the Hawaiian family. End chapter.